I'm Donald J. Trump, and you're listening to Studio 360.
And I'm Kurt Anderson. Our program today is about how show business and politics have merged into a single government entertainment industrial complex and reshaped what it means to be a presidential candidate and president. Also, how to sound like one.
I don't know. It's a terrifying voice.
My name is David Carl. I'm an actor. I'm an improviser. I also do impressions.
Hi, I'm Gary Busey, and I've come here to change your life.
Jeb Bush.
I think it's been a very difficult campaign.
Yeah, I don't burn it, but it's very hard for me to whisper. I really don't know how.
So I started doing Donald Trump a year ago. It's a weird mix of sounds and parts of your mouth and...
It's this weird thing at the back of the mouth, but it's also at the front. It's something like this. I mean, but he also does this. You know, he goes up and he goes down. I don't think so. You know, it's sort of all over the place. It's basically like he's assaulting you with his entire mouth.
It's the cadence of someone who wants to control the room. So if he started really blustery, just when someone's thinking he's blustering too much, he might change it to something,
you know, and it really is sad. Isn't it sad? So sad.
And then he plays the victim a lot. He likes to play the...
Oh, I mean, you know, the media, they're so hard on me. They're so tough on me.
And then immediately switches to the aggressor, right?
In New York Times, I can tell you, I'm coming after you. I'm coming for you.
It's really weird because he says, by the way, when things aren't connected, like he'll be,
by the way, nobody's better with clean coal than me. I love clean coal. By the way, China is great. By the way, they are going to pay for the wall in Mexico. It's going to be the Great Wall of Mexico.
I mean, he would just go all the way around the barn. I do have to make sure – I find myself talking like him, you know, with my friends. I have to make sure that I'm not over-talking. I have to take breaks. People ask me all the time, oh, don't you hope he wins so you can play him? I'm like, no, absolutely not. I have a gig playing him until November 8th, and I would love it if that was the end of it.